Hi, everyone. It's Kate. I just wanted to mention MyPillow.com to you. You know, there's a lot of holidays and weddings and all kinds of things that we buy gifts for, and not to mention us. We buy things for ourselves. This is the best company for bedding. I mean, from everything from dog beds to pillows to sheets to towels to stopping snoring. I mean, get the green pillow, get the blue pillow label from MyPillow.com. What an amazing company this is. And Mike Lindell is doing a heck of a job trying to inform everybody about the election fraud and actually have the proof there and show the proof behind election fraud. Also, frankspeech.com. It's a censor-free Facebook. Go to MyPillow.com or you can call the number 800-873-1052. And make sure that you are ordering. Put in the code Kate. Get up to 40% off now. Oh my gosh, you guys, the products are that good. I'm telling you, I was shocked by them. I was seriously shocked. Make sure you support the show, Truth and Radio, Mike Lindell, and you're going to get great products. It's a great threefer. Not a twofer, a threefer. Go to MyPillow.com and get up to 40% off right now. Do it. Thanks, you guys. Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Love this song. I actually really like Johnny Cash's music. I really do. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you listening. Boy, I got a crammed show for you. I am going to talk a little history today, too. And I hope it's informative, because there's a few new things that I want to talk about. And I get a lot of letters that say, thanks for all the history stuff we do on the show, because it helps us kind of understand why we're here in this place of major brainwashing now by the media and government. And you have to understand how it happened to understand how to undo it, right? It's important. I want to make sure you realize Garage Doors Only is going to be signing up to be one of those hubs where people can go in and sign and get these signatures so that we can have more transparent election process, because it has not been. And I'm so excited that they're willing to do that. Give Garage Doors Only your business. They're great patriots. And quickly as they're, listening at the show, they're signing up for this. And I just love businesses that will do this. Thank you. Thank you so much. Garage Doors Only, 868-1200. You need to dial the 435. And it's 868-1200. Give them your business. But also, we need this to happen here all over Southern Utah, all over the state of Utah. Businesses, if you sign up to be a hub, I will mention you on the show. We just reached, we're almost now at 6.4 million. Isn't that insane? 6.4 million on SoundCloud. This show gets heard. So all throughout the state, you'd be so surprised at all the pockets in each cities that are listening to this show right now. And so you'll get, all I have to say is just be part of this. Please be part of this. Garage Doors Only, thank you. Really appreciate you doing that. In fact, let's take a quick call, shall we? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
So on that Secure Vote Utah, if you've already signed electronically, can you still sign in person?
You have to sign in person, I think. I don't think you can sign electronically, can you?
Yeah, I went on and
did
signed,
you?
So when I heard that.
Okay. Let me see. Because I thought she said you actually have to sign in person in order to do it. And so this petition has been printed. I'll talk to her, but I'm pretty sure that she said, yeah, sign in person. You have to sign the petition, not electronically, but sign in person. And so really what you're doing is you're putting in your info on this website, securevoteutah.org. And then that way you can get contact information for where to sign. So you have to sign in person. You bet. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for all you do.
You bet. Thanks. Really appreciate that. Nobody believes our elections are okay, right? Just making sure we have a baseline foundation of truth. When Governor Cox and Didi come out and tell you how perfect they are and don't look here, and you're kind of a bad American if you question the election. Yeah. You all right with that? Are you really okay with that? You okay with a governor that would tell you that? Don't be a bad Utahn. Don't ask questions. Are you okay with an average citizen asking for information about the elections and getting a $100,000 bill for the info? Are you okay with somebody that is a citizen that's asking for information from the lieutenant governor and all of a sudden getting thugs and threats at their home? Are you okay with that? I'm just asking. You can't be all right with that, right? That should never just kind of skim over as, oh, ho-hum. It's the state that we're in now. Crazy. No. You guys, that's sick. That's dangerous. That's insidious. That's evil. Right? We get that, right? I sure hope so. I sure hope that we not only sign, we get almost every Utahn to sign after that display by Governor Cox and his little partner in crime, Henderson. I sure hope that when a governor comes out to threaten all of the populace of Utah for even asking about the elections, if anything, if you were a good, honest governor, you would actually come out and say, what do you want to know? I'll give it to you for free. I won't charge you $100,000 for a little snippet of information that might incriminate me. No, I'll give it to you for free because we didn't do anything wrong. That's what a good, honest governor would do. You can't be okay with this, Utah. He's done some pretty sick things, but man alive. And I don't trust him as a person at all. I really don't. I think he's been lying about a lot of things. But that should have warned everybody, I would think. Okay, because he himself came out and vilified all of you for asking about the elections. That's pretty bad. You wonder why I don't like this man? It's not hard to figure out. Okay, there's a couple of things. I'm going to run through these couple of things kind of quickly, but each one of them is bad on their own, tell you the truth. Hospitals are getting kind of upset in our state because people are questioning what they're doing in the ICUs. And so what they're doing is, let me just tell you how this game works. People are getting aggressive because they're getting thrown out of the hospital. They're getting demonized for asking questions. They're not allowing the patient who has rights to choose what happens to them. So the family members are getting more and more irate. And guess who they're blaming? Instead of changing the protocol and what they're doing that's insidious and wrong and evil, what they're doing is they're blaming the whistleblowers. They're threatening whistleblowers. They're threatening average citizens. That's what's happening. I just need you to know that. I think it's a pretty sick and sad day when your hospital won't change their own death rate that's sky high, won't do anything about it that a normal, logical, good person would do, right? Because you think, well, I know these people, they're my neighbors and friends. They won't change what they're doing. And instead, they're taking their resources and they're going, which are numerous, by the way, with COVID bucks. And they're going after average citizens and they're threatening and they're doing all kinds of things to the average citizen to get them to stop talking. Here's a little hint, hospitals in the state of Utah and all over the United States. Stop giving the whistleblowers something to whistleblow about. Okay? It's really easy. Grow a heart, grow a conscience. Be a human being. Stop watching people die. Start doing what's best for the patient. Start practicing medicine. Get a conscience. And then whistleblowers don't have anything to say. How about that? Let's just start there. It's a pretty sad day when I have to say this on the radio. I don't know of anything more sick. Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention, don't even get me started on that one. I'm serious. It's bad. It's bad, you guys. Don't even know. I get to sit in a chair that gets privy to a lot of stuff, but let me just tell you, it's a sad day when your so-called friends and neighbors and people you love that are there won't stop what they're doing. That's pretty sick. The other thing is, they have now, the legislature is focused on mental health. I wonder if they think mental health in that scenario that I just talked about would be the family members acting irate. Because I think mental health and their focus on mental health the last few years is going to actually come back and bite us with gun control measures. They're really focused on mental health. Do you know what cures really a lot of mental health in this society right now? Truth. It's amazing when you just tell the truth. You don't need to focus on that so much because people go a little nuts. And I have to say this because since 2012, they legalized propaganda for our media and government in the United States since 2012. They upped the Smith and Mundt Act so that they could allow a legal way to propagandize you. And now that this has been a decade of this, can you see how things have changed in this decade? The demonization, the unvaxxed are dirty, you know, all of these things. Well, it's been on steroids since 2012 when Obama re-upped the Smith Mundt Act from the 40s to give the government and the media complete and total zero liability for lying to you every day. Okay? You'll notice an increased effort since 2012. Just look at some of the events that have happened since 2012. So mental health, they're going after mental health. In a big way. And we're all going to feel that because mental health can be a number of things, right? As long as they get their mental health digs in, right? And say somebody that doesn't think government's awesome has a mental health problem. Do you see where this is going? Yeah. But that's our conservative legislators. Trying to do something, make a name for themselves, putting their name on a bill. How about this? Stop doing anything right now. We have enough legislation hanging over our heads. We're good. We're good. It's kind of in the same category as the Tribune asking for the editorial board thinking they have so much power in a newspaper instead of just reporting information. They think they've become their own powerhouse. The Tribune editorial board, like they're so important, a bunch of cads sitting around in a room who go on by anonymous, really, because it's just the board anonymously. It's how much courage they have. Asking for the National Guard to make sure unvaccinated stay home and don't have a life. It's great, right? Oh, those people are sick over there at the Tribune. But you know what? They're as sick over at Deseret News because of their editor. So, I would absolutely let the editorial board know that they don't have the power that they think they do at both papers. Because both papers now have become very political. They're supposed to just report information. This is why I refer to Smith-Mundt Act. It's because since 2012, they are in such a zero liability factor of propagandizing to you. Have you noticed how much the papers have changed? The board can come out and call for things that are very political. I thought they were supposed to be apolitical. I thought they were supposed to stay out of that and just be giving you information. Not so much. All the whole entire cover every single day of Deseret News and Salt Lake Tribune is a bunch of crap. It's a load of steaming crap. It's a turd sandwich every single day. They're all liberal, liberal, liberal. And then the board goes in on steroids and calls for things. I'm sorry, why are they calling for things? Why do they think they have that kind of power? It's so gross. And the other thing I wanted to tack on to this little bit is the fact that they just renamed something. Low-income housing now, or starter family housing, is now called middle housing. They refer to it, Deseret News. It's now called middle housing, as if only middle-income-umers now can have an apartment or a condo. You'll never be able to afford a house, and now they've actually renamed it. Man, I want to see what low-income housing looks like from here on out. What is that, a cardboard box? Good grief. Good grief. Is an apartment middle-income housing? I just love how they change the definition of things. We really ought to be more aware of that. So coming up next, I've got in the last hour, Dr. Ben Carson. In this hour coming up, national hour, I've got Gorsuch. Oh, by the way, I'm doing the Alex Jones Show on Thursday. Just thought I'd tell you. Might want to tune in live for that. And I have a little history. A little history that'll kind of add a couple of things into fill in the story of something that we all know about in history that I want to give you. And the DOJ declared war on domestic terrorism. I want to play a little clip for you from the DOJ. It's pretty sickening. I don't know if you're going to have the stomach for it, but nonetheless, I will play it. And Milty's out today. He'll be back Thursday. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.